Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Family Home Evenings
with Bad Mormons.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Mandy.
Molly.
No last name.
We had one rule, Molly. One rule, and you already
fair, she's married. My bad. Not her last name anymore.
It's not my last name anymore.
Don't worry, we can cut it
out.
Molly, mysterious Molly, has joined us for the podcast this week.
And I'm Molly. Son of a bitch.
Are you guys excited? Because we're really excited.
I can't even break any more knuckles. I can't do it anymore.
I love her so much, it hurts my heart.
My heart is so hard.
It's not the only thing that's hard. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast, you may not know that Charlotte and I are two sisters who grew up Mormon. We're very bad at it. And
to be fair, we were never good at it, but we didn't try.
That's true. But you know what we are good at? Drinking.
And making really bad decisions.
And taking drugs.
Yes. Everything about that
and
I
not
love.
Going to church.
Everything right. about that I love.
So, ladies, we've got 3 shots of tequila. I think we should down them.
Yeah. Cheers. This is some Mayan something tequila.
Very Perfect. Special. Reserved.
Reserves.
Cheers, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Now. The bad choices begin now.
Molly, I don't feel like you finished that shot. Whew. I see a little bit at the bottom of there. Today is this very special day because it's also Swallows Day.
Yes.
We decided to go.
Is that the noise a swallow makes?
I didn't know that, but now we all do. We went downtown, checked out the parade. It was okay. Probably won't be going back again.
Yeah, no, it was fine.
It's a parade. And there's drinks involved.
You know what was actually the best part about that parade for me? I was really excited to see Eric Roberts as the Grand Marshal.
Yep, Grand Marshal.
Because, have you, Molly, seen Righteous Gemstones?
Negative.
It's on HBO. Good. It's a Danny McBride show.
Nice, yes.
He's fucking hilarious. Anyways, Eric Roberts is in that. Super fucking funny.
Love him.
So I was excited to
Smoking
wave to him.
Smoking hot, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely hot. I mean, Julia Roberts' brother. Yeah. It's like a
No, but I love every
hotness.
Inch of that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
He's so smoking hot. Are you kidding me?
I'm good.
Google it.
No, I know what he looks like. I saw him today. I know what he looks like.
He's super hot. Well, super
no,
hot.
Okay. But the next favorite part about that parade was right after.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Roberts came by. Todd Spitzer, who is the
Sheriff?
District attorney for Orange County, who is a racist piece of shit motherfucker, came through the parade. And
Solid
I was
yes.
like. I started yes. screaming, racist, and thumbs down. And Charlotte was like, we're supposed to keep it classy for the parade. And I was like, no, this is the guy that we talked about on the podcast.
Right, the guy who they were trying to decide the fate of a young black man who was...
I don't know what his crime was.
Right, but regardless, he said, has he dated any white women? And somebody said, you cannot ask that. And then the person who pointed out, you cannot ask that, got fired. But what I also loved, and I didn't hear it, I heard a little bit of it, but Craig pointed it out. And somebody said, it's okay to retire or resign. It's okay to resign. And it's like, so we weren't the only person that said,
no,
you suck,
right,
Todd Spitzer.
Right.
So yeah, if you're in California, vote that motherfucker out.
Specifically because, Orange County.
Right.
It's not
specifically
just,
Orange County.
Yeah, specifically Orange County. He's the district attorney.
Yes.
He is an evil person. He's right up there with like Madison Cawthorn and Matt Gaetz and all
right.
these fucking
yes.
asshole motherfuckers.
Yes.
Corrupt
yes.
motherfuckers. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so
that was fun.
That particularly was very fun for me because I didn't realize he was going to be there, and I had a really good time yelling at him
it's
to
crazy.
His face that he was
That's
a racist.
Crazy.
And once Mandy had told me that, there was this part of me that wanted to go
be a part of
no,
all.
I could go down the alley because
yes.
we were kind of
yes.
by the alley of Hennessy's.
Yes.
I wanted to run down the alley, run. So because
right.
the parade's slow, I could have gotten ahead of him. So then I could have yelled that he was a racist even more at him.
Right.
But I didn't do it, and I will always have to live with that decision.
Yes,
of not doing.
You have to go to sleep at night.
No, it's
gonna
be hard.
You did not run down the alley.
The things that weren't fun about Swallows Day were there was 400 billion people there. It took 75 years to get a drink, and if you wanted to try to pee somewhere,
wait,
forget
where did
about
you
it.
Guys right. try to get a drink at?
No, actually, we did have some not I would say preferential treatment, but
we have an inn.
We have we know
where?
Think
tell me where
we're I don't know if Trevor's would like me to say that it was at Trevor's.
I'm sure he'd love that.
But no, I mean, we paid extra money to be on the patio. So most people are not going to pay $30 to go sit on a patio, right?
No.
But that patio was still pretty
You're not going to pay $50 to get a wristband to the Swallows either.
But yet people do. So I just realized, I was like, I'm jam-packed on this patio listening to a cover band, which I'm sorry, the cover band is great. Don't get me wrong. But it's not Alkaline Trio. It's not Ben Folds.
Well, that's what I meant by having an in, is like Craig knows these people. He works with these people. So they're going to see us and see give us eye contact and get us a drink faster than they would some rando off the street.
That's 100% absolutely true. Yeah.
100%.
So, it was a good day, but I know why now you don't go to Swallows Day. Because, I mean, it's fun, but it's, like, my idea was not to do that. My idea was to walk around with whiskey and a Hydro Flask and just drink it. And when the Hydro Flask was gone, go home.
But I can remember us back in the day working there and being, you take 10 minutes away from the bar, go outside to the stage. Swing Shift, I think, was like the band
that was, the big band,
that was always there, and we would go on to Dana.
Yeah.
Dana would go, I would go, and Craig, I'm sure you remember this, but we would go and sit on the stage, and they would sing their song, and blah, 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 and then we'd go back inside, and it was a fucking shit show.
Oh, absolutely.
Shit show.
And we were drunk.
But listen, also, back in that day, they didn't card people at the door, so when the people would come in the bar, we'd have to not only make the drinks, but we'd have to card the people. It was a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. That was terrible. Plus, everybody is the most shit-faced they've ever been in their life.
If you
want
to be drunk, that's the day. You got a bunch of underage people who are trying to sneak drinks and then give drinks to their underage friends. Yes. So it was just, it is a nightmare for pretty much all the restaurants, but it's a money-making day. So, I mean, I get it. It's a fun day. It was fun to not be working. It was fun to kind of see it, but I'm good.
Yeah, good. I've never been happier not working on Swallows Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys realize, so I'm going to just switch tracks here real quick. This is the 91st episode.
Ooh.
This is number 91.
Oh my God, of
our podcast.
I'm so important that I'm here today.
It's a really big deal, Molly.
I'm kind of a big deal.
And we do this thing on our podcast called Mormon Corner, where we poke fun at Mormons. We talk about we talk about some books that horrible people have written.
Yeah.
We talk about fun books also.
Stop.
We have this one.
What does it say, Molly?
It's a Mormon cookbook. I don't even care about the Mormon Trail cookbook.
Yes.
Oh my God. Everything about that is what I love. I want to be a part of every inch of that book.
Oh, wait till you hear some of the recipes.
We have a listener.
Every goddamn inch of that book. I want to know, and I want to love it.
We have a listener who sent us this in the mail.
Stop.
And we play a fun game where we read a recipe out of it, and then you tell us what you would pair to drink with it.
Jaeger and Red Bull.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Jaeger and Red Bull.
Okay, so, wait, here, we just realized there's a glossary in the back. Not a glossary, but an index. So we can choose, like, what you would cook on the trail.
Okay, I'm in.
Wait, listen, you have a choice. Do we pick a recipe from on the trail? Do we pick a recipe from the end of the trail, the utopia? Or do we pick a recipe from preserving and drying
so
and preparing?
So on trail, end trail,
or beginning trail?
Okay. I'll do beginning.
Okay. That's going to choose which recipe I pick for you.
Okay.
Listen, ladies, we've gathered our wagons, we have our donkeys, we have all of our children, we have all of our sister wives together, and we're ready to head out on the trail, but we need to prepare first. Okay, so we're going to talk about Mormon Trail mincemeat, which involves 2.5 pounds of beef, 2.5 pounds of pork, 1 pound of suet.
What else is suet?
It's fat, I think. Molly, don't puke. We're not even done yet. Apples. Wait, it gets grosser. Apples, raisins, cinnamon, allspice, cloves, vinegar, and water. And this is what you do. You cook all the meat and fat together. We lost Molly. She's done. Cook it until well done. Add the apples. Mm. Oh, God. Grind the apples and the meat together.
It sounds amazing.
Then add raisins, cinnamon, spices, and vinegar.
Shitty balls.
I love that.
Shitty Cook balls. In a large kettle.
Oh,
covered
my God. I love your kettle.
Until apples and raisins are done. That's the grossest recipe I've ever read. That
sounds so good.
So are we going to stick with Jägermeister and Red Bull?
Yes.
As your drink?
Yes. So it's meat with fucking cinnamon.
And cooked fruit.
And cooked fucking fruit? Go fuck yourself, Mormon.
I'd rather be dead.
The Mormon Trail mincemeat of death. I'm going to pair it with the sangria.
We should have gone with corn and beer. Pair
with Jäger and Red Bull.
Oh, God. Mormon Corner was...
Come on. Sangria is a great choice for that. Fruit with fruit.
You're right. You know what? When you're right, you're right.
I'm fucking right.
Molly, so this is the point of our podcast, mm-hmm. since this is your first time. Hopefully not your last time.
Oh, my God. Every this inch is
the,
of you.
This is the point where we talk about cool shit that's happening in the world. Okay. Stuff we're reading, stuff we're watching.
Glory,
stuff
perhaps.
On the internet.
I'm scared.
Booze we're drinking.
Correct.
So I don't know if you have anything. We sprung this on you right at the last minute, so you're not prepared. But
no,
I personally am really excited about the new Obi-Wan Kenobi
series
coming out on Disney
really
Plus.
Molly's not a Star Wars person.
I think she's hyperventilating.
I think she's mocking us.
You don't have to talk about it. That's just what I'm excited about.
I remember the last time I was more excited.
The trailer just dropped. It looks pretty fucking amazing.
It looks pretty great. I've been on a big 6 feet under kick, so I think I might have said this last week. I'm on it for the third time.
So my new favorite thing is Ted Lasso. I've been watching. I've been sitting with my sister and watching some stuff on Netflix. And what we've discovered is Ted Lasso. And I don't know if you guys have any idea about him, but he is this amazing guy who's like so full of like life and stupid happiness, it's like almost hard to watch.
I heard it was awesome. I've heard a lot of good stuff about that show.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's like the most happiest man on the planet. And
what do you watch it on?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Yeah. So Trina, my sister. Hi, Trines.
I don't think it is on Netflix.
No, it's not. It's on Apple Plus.
Oh. Wait, what?
It's on Apple Plus.
Okay,
but
I don't
that's
know.
Okay.
I have no fucking clue.
I got to watch Ted Lasso on the airplane.
And
so I watched the first two episodes. And it was amazing.
It.
You're right. He's super positive, even in, you know, being shit on all day. Like, it's a really uplifting show.
Have you guys heard of Brené Brown?
Yes.
No.
She's like a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's like, she's the kind of person who does, like, TED Talks and your corporation will have you learn about your, you know,
right.
talking about your feelings and shit.
They Anyways, send out people to do that.
That is, yeah, that's the most horrible summarization
right,
I could have, say, have
that
ever done.
Sound fun at all.
Right.
But she's really good. Anyway, her name is Brené Brown. She's actually, her podcast is where I heard about Ted Lasso for the first time because she's like, she's a Southern lady and she's always talking
right.
about like,
yes.
you know, being positive and finding your authentic oh, self.
That's
and
how he
Ted
is.
Ted Lasso.
That's how he is.
That's true.
But he's also like radical, like, just, I know he's fake and he's not real.
Right.
But
it'd be nice
that.
If anybody could be that positive.
Right.
But, you know, again, 100%. He's just like all, somebody's legit making fun of him and hired him for a job that
yes.
they want him to fail at. And he's like,
right.
No, I'm going to do a fucking
that's
good job
started.
At it. And that's essentially Ted Lasso.
How'd you know that?
Because I watched the first two episodes.
I did too, but that's true.
Right.
They want him to fail, and then she, like...
But he doesn't give a shit. He's like, no, I got hired for a job. I'm going to do good at
you're
it.
You're right.
And it's great.
Yeah.
So, even though your job doesn't pay you money...
Correct.
You're still supposed to
yes.
do a good job
yes.
at it.
I don't know
yeah.
about that.
Yeah,
I don't
necessarily agree with that.
I
either.
Need to be compensated, and I need my balls massaged, and I need somebody
correct.
To tell me I'm pretty.
Everyone loves a good sack rub.
Of course they do. If you're not massaging my balls, I'm not making
you
money.
If you're not rubbing my sack, listen, we got to talk.
We could do like an ovary
God.
Massage,
oh
but it's
God.
Not the same.
I can't even
not
believe
rubbing
it.
My
I
sack.
Can't believe this happening.
Oh no, I spilled margarita on myself.
Oh my right. God, who made these drinks?
It was me.
I love everything about you.
Oh good.
Let's move on, shall we, ladies?
We have
ladies?
Another
yeah.
segment called This Motherfucker.
Yes. I mean,
it used to be called What's on Twitter, and then, or like, What's Happening in the World, and...
Turns out we just hate people.
Yeah, most of our podcasts turned out just us bitching about shit. So our listeners came together and they were like, hey, actually it was one listener, Siobhan. She was like, hey,
I love one listener named Siobhan.
She's like, hey girl. She's like, how about you retitle your segment This Motherfucker? And it came and it stuck. And we're like,
you know what? You're right. You're 100% correct.
Shit, I need a new piece of paper.
Molly's taking notes like she's got an essay after that. All right, I have one thing for this motherfucker. Okay. I know there's a lot of terrible shit happening in the world now, and it's hard to pick just one, but I have chosen today Madison Cawthorn.
That guy sucks.
Yes,
I hate that guy.
Does.
Well, I was like, I don't know who that guy is.
let me tell you, just in case you've forgotten, he is a Republican representative of North Carolina's 11th Congressional District. He was elected at the age of 25, making him the youngest member of Congress. He's been in the news lately because he's a fucking horrible piece of shit. And let me tell you why. apparently, I forget what he said. He said something awful that made him, like, prominent in the news lately. But then everyone's like, oh, yeah, by the way, do you guys want to know what a piece of shit this guy is? Here's a long list of all the things he's done. Namely, at the top of the list, he would, like, he's... What are you drawing, Molly?
Help one? Okay, so Molly's Republican, which is totally fine. Like we are good friends. Our political views don't fuck around with that. Like we're fine. We believe what we believe and we're good with it. So we're not shitting on him just because he's a Republican. We're shitting on him because he happens to be Republican and he's a fucking horrible person.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay, so I just want to clear that up. So
correct.
Like, your eyes kind of rolled a little bit. We're like, well, this Republican dude is like,
but
no,
then
we're not
we got to the point of the
Republican.
We got to the nuts and bolts, and he's a right. douchebag.
Totally.
Correct.
So let's tell you why he's a douchebag.
Correct.
Kind of the reason that he came into our peripheral vision for being a douchebag was because there's like, you know, obviously like Republicans versus Democrat. There's a big debate on abortion. That's one of the hot button topics, whatever. Fine. It's always going to be. It's never not going to be.
Right.
Correct.
But so this guy goes out on the House floor and he's like, he's trying to give the argument why women shouldn't have healthcare options. And he refers to them as earthen vessels. He doesn't call them women. He's like, you know, spiritual beings hosted by earthen vessels. And immediately when every woman on the planet heard him say that, we were all like, oh, this motherfucker.
This motherfucker.
Oh, hell no. So that's kind of how... Molly just tasted her first taste of love
and
death.
Ever in my life. It's amazing.
Right?
Sorry.
It's
I don't
so
mean to be
good.
Rude. I
no.
don't mean to be rude, but that is delish.
Refreshing.
I've never had it before.
Liquid and death is where it's at.
Okay. Anyway, back
Go
to
on.
Madison Cawthorn.
Yes.
So he said something. I wish I knew what it was, but you all, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that we get drunk and do this. I can't remember why he's in the news, but people were like, oh, you want to know what a piece of shit he is? Let me tell you. I'm going to give you this list of all the things, all of the charges against him currently, or all the allegations against him. So apparently, he used to take women on what he called fun rides, in quotes, multiple.
He's the one in the wheelchair,
though,
right?
He's the one in the wheelchair.
Not that it matters, just curious.
Well, that
it
we'll
matters,
actually talk.
Charlotte, it
we
matters.
Will actually talk about that in just a second.
Okay.
I'm going to tell
okay.
you some stuff. But so he would take these women out on fun rides where he would drive them in his car. I think this was before he was paralyzed.
Right.
Take them in his car to isolated locations, and then the women would say he would basically like forcibly force himself on them. Mm-hmm. Essentially, there's some stories about it. I'm actually reading from The Cut. If you guys are interested in reading the whole thing, I'm not going to like read it because there's a lot. But his behavior was so well known that over 150 of his former classmates spoke out against him.
Wow.
Over 150 people were like, this guy's a piece of shit.
Right.
Right? He attended this Patrick Henry College. He only attended it for the fall 2016 semester. He earned mostly D's and then he dropped out. Right? In his brief time there, though, his conduct managed to make an impression on his classmates. And this is when all these people started speaking up against him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of other stuff, too. And I'm just going to read the bullet points. So he made a campaign video where he said that, so he got in a car accident in 2014, which left him paralyzed, right? He made a campaign video talking about that, and he said that the accident that he was in that left him partially paralyzed had derailed his plans to go to the United States Naval Academy. In reality, he'd already applied and been rejected, and he actually just lied about that and said they rejected him because he was paralyzed,
right?
Which is a dick move.
Total dick move.
In an address at his Patrick Henry College, he said that at the time of the car accident, his best friend, who'd been driving the car when it crashed, had abandoned him at the scene, leaving him to die in a, quote, fiery tomb, and that doctors had declared him dead. In actuality, none of those things were true. His friend, that gives the guy's name, Bradley Ledford, said that, in fact, he had pulled Cawthorn from the wreckage, and an accident report said that Cawthorn was declared incapacitated, not dead. So, liar.
So he's a fucking liar.
Yeah. Here's another one. During his campaign, Cawthorn embraced racist rhetoric in an attack against the journalist Tom Fielder, who'd reported on Cawthorn's lies about his academic past. Cawthorn campaign website wrote that Fielder quit his academia job in Boston to work for non-white males like Cory Booker, who aims to ruin white males running for office.
Oh, fuck off.
Who fucking says that shit?
Assholes and racists.
Who fucking says that?
Racist. Oh, my God.
Right? What a fucking piece of shit. Hold on. Which one? There's so many more. What should I pick? How about this?
Close your eyes and pick one.
Oh, here, this is a fun one. In August, Jezebel found old social media posts of Cawthorn's, including one of him and his brother beaming, smiling at the Eagle's Nest, Hitler's vacation home. Do you remember hearing about this? And he was actually quoted saying, "Seeing the Eagle's Nest has been on my bucket list for a while, and it did not disappoint. Strange to hear so many laughs and share such a good time with my brother, where only 79 years ago, Supreme Evil shared laughs and good times with his compatriots."
So he's calling him evil?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I think you kind of have to. Otherwise, you're just outright being an obvious racist. Right. And then I guess the last one on this list that I'm reading from is just that.
You know, it's hard out here for a pimp when you're trying to make the money for the rent.
When you're lying about your disabledness in a wheelchair. Okay, the last one, and then before we end this.
No, it's awesome.
After the Capitol insurrection on January 6th, he falsely claimed that the Democrats were behind the violent attack.
Course.
Which is, you know.
Fucking course.
Whatever. Anyway.
Fuck that fucking piece of shit.
So anyway, in case you were wondering why you hated Madison Cawthorn, these are some of the reasons.
I knew I hated him, but those are some pretty
didn't
good reasons.
Didn't know why. I did not know why. Reason. And thank you very much.
He's a piece of shit. Anything else?
No, I think
pissing you guys off?
You know what? I was going to say, there's plenty, unless Molly has something that's pissing her off. I think it's probably, while we've got our guests, we should go into story time. Let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll come right back.
Who's our sponsor?
Oh, you'll find out. Keeping it.
Keep that.
Every keeping
inch
it.
Of that. Every inch of that is radical.
Well, hello again. I know it's been a while, but don't you worry. Your friends here at Temple Twat have been hard at work, coming up with new products intended to help maintain that holy hole of yours. Today, we're so excited to introduce you to a new evolution in freshness, Temple Twat Poon Powder. Poon Powder is an innovative way to maintain that just showered freshness all day. Just a small handful of Poon Powder can keep that notorious BAG dry and smelling glamorous all day. We're not sure why Heavenly Father chose to make the bearded clam often emit the odor of a rotten tuna taco, but we're here to fix it with three lovely scents. Try Gardenia Gash, Magnolia Muff, or Lilac Lady Garden. And yes, we all know that talcum powder is rubbed on your genitals is a cause of ovarian cancer, but don't you worry. Thanks to tithing, the Mormon Church has enough money to hire the best attorneys to defend itself from lawsuits or pay you in the event that you win.
You won't!
So sprinkle some poo powder on that pink wrinkle and seize the day. Temple Twat, committed to keeping your hole holy.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 20% off your first purchase of poo powder. Just use the promo code SISTERWIVES at checkout. That's promo code SISTERWIVES for 20% off your first purchase of poo powder.
And we're back.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. You're still with us. You stuck with us this whole time. and you're ready to hear a story.
Yes. Lucky for you, we have Molly the Destroyer.
Yes. I want to tell a story about Molly the Destroyer.
Okay, go.
So I moved back from Washington. I'd worked at Sarducci's before moving out to Washington State. And when I came back, they were nice enough to give me my job back. And I didn't have any friends.
Candy
Molly
corn.
Molly was always super nice to me, but, you know.
Candy corn.
We found a lot. That's another story entirely. But we found our love of karaoke together, and we also loved to drink a lot of liquor. Yes. So we became fast friends.
Quick.
But yeah, Molly was always good for a, I'm dragging ass, give me a shot at work. And
I was the worst bartender on the planet.
Or the best bartender.
Or slash the best. Best bartender ever. Yeah. But the story I'm thinking of, and there are hundreds, I'm just trying to think of the most appropriate ones. One of my favorite ones, just how I knew I would like her right off the bat, was I was in cosmetology school, and I you know, like, again, didn't really know a lot of people, but somebody had given me some Adderall so that I could study. And I took like a quarter of whatever Adderall it was that they gave me. And I don't know whether it actually helped me study or not. But all I know is I was at work and I was halfway through my shift and my heart was about to explode. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I totally also forgot that I'd even taken Adderall. So it wasn't something that I was like, okay, I'm on drugs. Like sometimes if you know you're on drugs, then you're like, okay, wait, I'm on drugs. That's what it is. But I forgot that I'd even taken it because it took so long to even... I don't know, get into my system, or it was just because I was working and my blood was pumping. I don't know. All I know is that my heart was about to explode and I didn't know who to talk to. And so Molly's like, are you okay? Because I was getting my drinks for a table. I was like, I don't know. Actually, I kind of feel
so
like...
so hard.
I was like, my heart...
so hard from the beginning.
Like, my heart feels like it's about to explode. And she's like, she looks at me kind of intently. She's like, come with me right now. And so we walk outside and she... like lifts my chin up and looks me in the eyes like, your pupils are about this big, which are like saucers. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what are you on? And I'm like, I took an Adderall to study. I don't know. And she's like, you need to take a shot. Come back in. And so she gave me a shot and we became really, really good friends after that.
Yeah. And then after that, you went to some hair school.
Cosmetology school. Yeah.
Yeah. Off of Alicia Parkway. I remember by Fuddruckers.
El Toro.
Whatever. But yeah. And so I went there in my God's honest truth. I just had so much trust in Charlotte. I loved her so hard.
I don't know why.
I loved her hard and so strong. And she's like, let's just let me just dye your hair.
No, it was a haircut first.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte. Okay. Charlotte. Listen. You dyed and / cut my hair. And it's okay. We can talk about it today. But
I was good at my job in the beginning.
No,
it wasn't a job yet. I was
figuring it out. Doesn't matter. I loved every inch of your hairdoing job. I loved it.
That's professional speak. Yeah. Hairdoing job.
So you might have dyed it a little bit more than you should have dyed it. But whatever. I just remember that day. And I just gave you all my trust and... so
and look
hard.
Where it led you, Molly. Look where it led you to a podcast on the internet.
How are we still? We're so hardly friends.
So me and Molly went. If it's the same time, the first time
it
I
is
did,
the
Molly
same time,
said,
Charlotte.
Which was a haircut, God. But it's besides the point. We started drinking at Fuddruckers.
Correct.
So we weren't actually.
Oh, I digress. I'm sorry. Did I forget to mention that part?
What's
about
a Fuddrucker?
It's a restaurant.
Fuddruckers is a hamburger situation.
Okay.
Where, it's like Red Robin, but.
It's like Red Robin. That's fair.
It's a really unfortunate name.
But that was the only place that was in the neighborhood. Charlotte, do you remember that?
I 100% remember it. Because here was the thing. I started giving you a haircut. I was still a freshman, which we're not supposed to work on live models yet. But my teacher said, well, it's your friend. It's fine.
I got halfway through it
before I realized I was too drunk to be doing it. Plus, I also didn't know what the fuck I was doing yet. And somebody had to come in and finish your haircut.
Somebody came in and finished it. I remember that day.
No, it was great.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
Do people listen to this? Because
yes!
This is the most fun I've had in a long...
Like, turns out a lot of people actually listen to this.
Who are they?
I don't know.
When we're done, are you guys going to play this back for me so I can hear it?
Because Mandy has to edit it.
It It's so stupidly awesome. Stupidly awesome. I can't believe it.
That's what this episode's going to be
stupidly
called.
Stupidly awesome. Thank you for choosing the episode,
it's
not title.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, Molly.
Yes?
I think it's time.
Oh, fuck.
We've been dying to hear what story you've chosen to tell us this week.
All right.
What do you got, girl?
Okay, so... God, well, I have a really funny story to tell you guys. And that's what my life is about. Super stupid stories. But anyway,
you and me both, sister.
Okay, well, this particular story. So, I was at this bar called Papa's and Beer, and it was in Rosarito. Before Rosarito was, like, Rosarito. And it was like, oh, my God, let's go down there and, like, get all fucked up and shit.
I've been to Papa's and Beer.
I know. It's amazing. It was amazing. It's not like that anymore. Now it's, like, full-on high-rise buildings and, like, crazy shit. So I met this guy, and I thought, it was like, oh, my God, I want to go there. And I'm, like, 16. I think I'm radical and blah, blah, blah. So I meet the love of my life. Obviously.
Clearly, 16.
Yeah. I'm like, this guy is going to make me whole. He's going to be like the man of my dreams. So I don't know if any of you have been to Papa's and Beer before, but when you get there, they do these things called poppers. And they take
a
shot and they blow the whistle. And they're and they shake you upside down. Yeah. I had about 1,700 of those. And that's what happened to me. So I met this guy and he was smoking hot. And it was like the guy of my dreams. I can't even
tell you. What did he look like?
Blonde hair, shaggy blonde hair, like God, I don't know. Dave Matthews, like shaggy.
Go on.
No, please go. I hate you both.
No, Manny loved Dave Matthews, so it's really fucking funny.
Listen, Dave Matthews is a smoke show. He is so hot, it hurts. When he like coughs, you can't laugh at him. You cannot laugh.
Okay.
You have been cursed.
You cannot. So Mandy, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Smoke show. Shaggy blonde hair.
He brushed his hair like Dave Matthews, and it was like, say goodbye. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. So Dave Matthews was at Papa's and Beer, and he was like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were going to be here. And he's like, yeah, I'm here. So, like, let's hang out and, like, come to my van. And I did. I went to his van. And it was, like, his van. It was Dave Matthews' van. And I was like, oh, my God, I love you. Molly, I'm so glad you're in my van. And then all of a sudden, he fucking took his pants down. It was like a tuna can. It was like this it was like this tuna can man in his van. And it was the worst experience I've ever had in my entire...
So let me get this straight. You're at Papa's and Beer.
Correct.
You see this dude is smoking hot after 1,700 tequila poppers. And he says, what
do you look like?
Listen, he looks at like a blonde Dave Matthews.
Yes.
Let's go out to my van real quick. I think we'll have a good time. He pulls down his pants and his dick looks like a tuna can, so it's short and stout?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It was short and stout and it's like, oh my God, what do I do? This guy's got a tuna can.
I mean, a tuna can is really
short. Listen, let's just take a minute. What is a tuna can? What's my tuna can compared to you tuna?
Correct.
So someone's tuna can may be smaller than another person's tuna can. My tuna can.
Tuna can is a standard size.
It's pretty standard.
Is that what his dick looked like?
Yes. Yeah.
Like a standard tuna can. Manny and I are both doing a standard tuna can.
It looked like a big round.
How could he live?
Can of tuna. It looked like a round can of tuna.
What did you do?
I got the hell out of the van. Yeah. I looked. So, it's crazy because this guy was a smoke show. He was so hot. I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, I'm a married woman. I've been married for 4 years and I'm married and happily married. But I can remember this guy's dick like it was my fucking job. This guy's dick, it was... was like a round can of like Spam. Like it was a fucking
Is elongated. Yeah, that's elongated. That's a rectangle.
It was a Spam / tuna can man. So whenever I talk to my daughters about like don't get too close to men, blah blah blah, I'm like, don't get involved with the tuna can man. I always tell my kids that.
It's like, you're like, listen, honey. Next time you go to Mexico, don't, after you've had 1,700 tequila poppers maybe, and somebody asks you to their van and you go with them.
Go in a van.
When you're to that point,
I know.
Maybe be careful of a tuna can.
Charlotte knows about it because ever since the day I met her, I've always told her about tuna can man. Have I not?
No, it's true.
It's a thing. It's a fucking thing. It's a crazy.
I have a Mexico story.
Go ahead.
That just popped in my head.
I'd love to hear about it.
We went to Rosarito with Mom.
And James and Richard?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we took my mom's Jeep across the border down to Rosarito because we wanted to go get fried lobster. And meanwhile, this is the van that my mom's
Jeep.
Sorry, the Jeep. Sorry, I've been hearing about vans and tuna cans for so long. I know.
Erase your memory.
Jeep that my mom's ex-husband threw battery acid inside of because he was mad at her for divorcing him.
Correct.
So the floor is all eaten out.
I hate when that happens.
Like, yeah, it's down to the metal, and the metal's kind of degrading at this point.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going down, and all of a sudden, my mom looks in the rearview mirror, and she's like, oh, shit, Federales. And I was like,
what's a fault?
I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, thinking, oh, it's just mom crazy mom language again. And I turn around and sure enough, there's like a cop car with lights. And I was like, oh, shit. Stop. And we pull over and we're in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's like desert and highway. There's nothing. You can't even see the ocean. All you can see is desert. Nothing. Not a car in sight. Story. And now that I am a little older and I know better, I should be way more fucking scared than I was. Because I was just like, well, what the fuck? We didn't do anything, you know? And
no, she was 100% speeding, but...
Well, was speeding, what the fuck? But now, I mean, people get fucking shot and killed and buried and for $20, you know? And so this guy pulls us over, Federale pulls us over, and he doesn't say a word. He just gets out of his car. He comes and looks at us. My mom looks at him, smiles. Like, we're all looking at him, like, smiling. Mm-hmm. It felt like an eternity, but the whole interaction probably lasted less than a minute, 2 minutes tops. He like looked at us, kind of walked around the car, looked inside, looked around us, doesn't say a word the whole time, looking at all of us. There's what, 4 or 5 of us in the car?
Yeah.
And I think he realizes that we're not worth the effort. He probably sees like the battery acid burned out fucking car and shit. And he realizes like we don't have any money. And he just doesn't say a word. He gets back in his car and drives away.
That's how it is in Mexico. They like see you. They sum you up. They're like,
what can I get? I didn't like this. I think this was my maybe third or fourth time in Mexico. Yeah. But I was like a kid, you know, going when it was different.
2002, I think.
Yeah. When I used to go as a kid, like you could walk over into Tijuana and like buy shit.
Well, you still can.
Well, you still can do all those things, but you get a bad day. Then you can...
Like, it's actually better to walk into Tijuana than it would be to drive into it.
But it's not good to go to Tijuana at all anymore as it used to be. That's my point.
I don't know. I disagree. I think that you can go and be, like, the guy that goes across the border and minds their own business and whatever.
But it used to be, like, a family fun, like, Disneyland. You're like, you go and buy crafts and, like, piñatas and fun stuff. And it used to be a place where you'd take your kids. Yeah. Now it's like it's a place to go see a donkey show and take tequila shots.
I'd love to have a session with you guys about Mexico because my husband and I are going to retire there. And it's... A place that we love.
Hi, Molly. It's good knowing you.
I know. See? We love it there. We love it there. And it will happen for us. And I think that there's a lot of good that happens down there. But there's also a lot of sketchy shit.
Okay, so maybe, like, Tijuana's not the best place to go now anymore. You're not, you know, you don't take your kids there. But I keep hearing some, like... magical story about a doggy door, which makes me think maybe it is good for kids. 100%. I don't know. Am I making that up?
I don't want you to hate Mexico because I have such good memories in Mexico and I have such good things that happen in Mexico and I'm going to tell you about one of them. I don't know.
Do tell.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about this specific trip I took down there. Actually, it was like one of 100 trips. But my sister was really, really skinny. And I wasn't. And so we would go down to my parents' had a house down in Baja in Rosarito. And we had this stupid trailer. It was like a small house. Not a big deal, but it was a big deal. And so my sister was like, oh my God, Molly, let's go down and we'll go down for the weekend. And so we did. So,
wait, did you go down without your parents?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
thank you.
Very important. Yeah.
So there was no parents involved. So she's like, oh my God, let's go down for the weekend. And so my parents were going through a divorce. I guess I should add that to the story anyway. So they're like, oh,
minor
yeah,
details.
You're not with us for the weekend. We're not with you for the weekend. And we like,
wait,
whatever.
So how'd you get to Mexico?
My sister drove.
How old were you?
12.
And how old was she? 16?
It's so stupid.
So yeah,
my sister was
16.
Okay,
I
was
so she
12.
Could drive. Perfect.
So,
go
so my sister,
who happens to be
my
skinny.
Sister would get greased up with a lot of suntan lotion, and we would push her through the doggy door.
Okay, so you didn't have keys to your Mexico house,
no.
And the only
oh,
way
sorry.
She could get
okay,
in.
So we, by me telling you guys that we went down there for the weekend, we stole that weekend.
Yeah. Did you steal the car?
We didn't steal the car, but we stole the key. And so when the key would not work, I looped up my sister.
Listen, I've gone through a doggy door before. That is not so uncommon.
It's a small door, Charlotte. Listen, my sister was a tiny bastard.
Just to summarize, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've lied to our parents.
We made it down there somehow.
We've gone across the border to Mexico. One's 16, one's 12. We don't have a key, but
correct.
We stole a key.
100%, yes.
Which didn't work to
yes.
the trailer.
Yes.
Which we couldn't
yes.
gain access to yes. in Mexico.
Correct.
So we lubed up our sister, who was skinny.
And she
and
slid
shoved
right
through the doggy door.
Yes.
Like a slip and slide.
So then what happened was, so we made it through and we partied all weekend. And a little side note. The neighbors next door were trying to sell their house, and they were like, oh my God, why are these girls so loud next door? And my sister and I were doing beer bongs on the patio, and I remember this like it was yesterday. So my sister and I were doing beer bongs, and Sally, we'll call her Sally, next door called my mom and dad, and they're like, oh my God, your daughters are assholes. What's happening? Blah, blah, blah. It was a thing. It was a fucking thing.
Yeah.
It was a thing. So, anyway, long story short, the sale did not go through. It was not a good deal. It was not a good day. So, they made peace with each other, and yeah, so that was it. Oh my God, I think sister's laughing. I'm so happy.
Laughter's the best medicine, right? Was that slurring? I think I might have slurred. And you can't laugh at it. What's the fucking point? Be awesome with each other. And we're all good for
oh my
it.
God.
Just say be awesome
so
with each
good.
Other. Listen, it's been a long goddamn day.
Oh thanks for joining us. Thanks for laughing with us. And thanks for heading on over to Apple Podcasts and leaving us a review. We like those 5-star ratings. These two are useless to me now. And we're on all the social media. We're on the YouTube, the Instagram. Check out our website. We have official merch on Linktree. It's on all of our social media. Send us your stories. And most wonderful of all are you, our patrons.
Hey, patrons!
You can also be a patron for as little as $3 a month. What's she doing over there?
She's like a ghost.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We have to go now. We're very done.
Goodbye.
Please.